But seriously, I want to talk about, like I said, not so much a lesson, but kind of share to you what God's doing, what God's been revealing to me over the last few months, and probably even longer than that, probably a year, probably even longer than that. So, but he's just been working. I feel like he's been chiseling away, and you know, it's not... doesn't feel good when you're being chiseled, so just know that that's what's going on. And I think it has a lot to do, and I'm pretty sure it has a lot to do with the sanctification process. Sanctification, you may have heard that word, is different than justification. You know, justification is our position before God, and, we're declared righteous immediately when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But sanctification is our practice before God. And it's a progressive work of God in our lives to be more and more free from sin and closer to character of Christ. So that's kind of what's going on. And it should be in every Christ follower's life. We should be going through this process. So a few weeks ago, Bruce led off, I think it was 2 weeks, he led off with the verse Luke 6:46, and it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? And I heard that preached a lot, I read it a lot, taught it a lot, with small groups, talked about it a lot in the family, but... this time was a little different because of what was going on in my life. So, and then as Pastor Mike, he encourages us to do when we hear a story or a verse is to put ourselves in that position and find out where we are in that verse. So in the past, when I heard the verse, Lord, Lord, why do you call me Lord, but don't do what I say? I said, yeah, why don't they do what he says? It's so simple, just listen to him. Why don't they do it? But then, I looked at it again, I put myself in a position, then I found out, that he was talking to me. Why don't I do it? So which leads to the first point, try to cover 3 points this morning. First point this morning was, we need to take a serious look at, as men, we need to take a serious look and self-assessment of our spiritual lives. Are we doing what is required from us from the Lord? Are we obedient to his word? Are we doing what he says? And if not, what's the point? What's the point of all this? If we're not doing what he says, then what are we doing? Why are we doing it? So then I turn to 1 John 2:6, which says, he who abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. And then I had to look at that. He's talking to me. So am I abiding in him? First of all, am I abiding in him? What does that mean? So you do that self-inspection there. And then am I walking the way he walks? Am I doing those things? And then there's a few more verses just kept popping out. If you love me, keep my commandments. That was one that Bruce also brought up, is John 14:15. And then another one is, he who loves me will keep my word. Well, that's John 14:23. So I was taking all this in. And again, it's not the first time I heard all these verses, and I've been walking with Christ a long time, but it just seems like I'm not doing, something's wrong, something's off. So an observation of all these verses I put together, and I kind of summarized it, and I say, okay, if we love him, we'll keep his word. If we're disobedient to what he says, then our actions show that we don't care or love him if we're not doing what he says. It actually shows it, whatever we think, but that's what, looking at scripture, that's what it says. And then, and it's not enough to know about Christ. We have to have a relationship with him. So it's not just about knowing him. And then I step back and I took my observation and I personalized it, and I said this way: if I, Tom, love him, then I will keep his word. When I'm not doing what he says, my actions show that I don't care about him and I don't love him. So it's not enough for me to just know him. I have to have a personal, relationship with him and cultivate that. So that kind of changed things for me at that time. So because I'm calling Jesus Lord and I'm saying that I love him, but if I don't do what he says, if I'm not walking the way he walks, if I'm not obeying him, if I, I'm essentially saying, that I don't love him, like I said. So, that was tough. And if I say I'm doing those things and I love him, but I'm doing those, then the scripture also says, then you're just lying. You're lying to yourself. So that's where self-inspection comes. So did something desperately needed to change. So, which leads to the second point about, now that Jesus clearly is very clear in the scripture what he's asking us, what's required of us, and it's very clear. So find out more about that. So find out what we need to do, what we need to understand him through his word. So we need to understand him through his word, not just through our feelings or our thoughts, but actually through his word, because I really thought that I loved him completely, but maybe I didn't know what love was. If he's saying to love me is to do this, and I'm not doing that, so I must not love him. So I need to love him the way he says it, not the way I say it. So John MacArthur puts it, he states about when he's talking about learning from God's word, he says, any day that we don't learn something about God's word could be considered a wasted day. If we don't learn something about God's word, if we don't learn something from God's word, it could be considered a wasted day. And then he goes on to say about, this passion about learning from his word. If a person doesn't have a craving and a longing concerning God's word, then all the notes and all the material that they provide are really useless if there's no passion in the heart of the individual to read with understanding the scriptures. So he's talking about, it's not just going through reading, but actually have a passion for learning about God, because that is God. As far as what he said, he gave to us. So I thought about that, and I wrote this in a book that I wrote in the past. I think there should be a passion for the Word of God in our lives. We should have an understanding and an excitement to know God's Word and to know that it's eternal. It's one of the things that's eternal is, God's Word. It has no time constraints. It's the very words breathed out of God's mouth ages ago and into the pages, and it's as fresh and powerful as when God released them. So when we're reading God's words, it's the same as when he released them, because they're it's alive and it's real. So that should just really turn on and the passion. So that was the second point, is to learn more deeply God through his word. And again, it's not like I didn't read the Bible, and it's not like I didn't do studies. I did all that for many years, but it was just something going on that just said it's not enough. So in a sense of not you have to do something, but it's more of a just cultivating the relationship, just like with our wives and our kids. It's not enough to just do something early. It's a continual thing, the building our relationship with our wives and our kids. So I think it's not just growing in the knowledge of his word, but it's actually looking to it to change our lives through his word. It's not just knowledge. It's more changing our life and changing the lives of those around us because of Him. Okay, so we touched on taking a self-assessment or inspection in doing that, finding out more about Him through His Word. And then the next one, the third point is, okay, how do we do? How do we do it? How do we do what He asks? So the other day I was talking with Mike at the gym. I run into Mike every so often. He's bulking up and he's looking pretty fit. In case you're wondering, it's Mike De La Cruz. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering there. And Mike De La Cruz is not here today, but he looks pretty good. He's bulking up. So I run into him once in a while. And we were chatting about between sets. And I'm trying to bulk up too. I'm not there yet, but I'm trying. We're chatting about scripture and how the Lord uses it to bring attention, something that we may not see, or it may be a blind spot. So it's God uses that for revealing those things. And he said he was just recently finished a study in Ephesians, which he did that. And he brought up, he went along, quoted Ephesians 5:25, which it says, husband loves your wife, love your wives just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for her. And, he goes, well, that's pretty heavy to love our wife the way Christ loved the church. And again, we all heard that verse, but, did we take it, did we really take it to heart and say, this is what's required of us, this is what he's asking us to do. So to do that, we need to know how Christ loved the church. So we have to go through that, how did Christ love the church? And then once we know that, then we have to say that's how we love our wives. That's why we should be loving our wives. So are we doing that? Or am I doing that? And if we're not doing that, if we're not listening to him and that, why are we calling him Lord? If he's saying, that's the thing I kept saying. It's like he kept saying these things. This is what it means to love me. And then I'm not doing it. That means I must not love him. Then so in my heart, I love him. I call him Lord. But really it's that next level of commitment to follow him is what it seems to be doing in my life right now. So and you may have heard it said, partial obedience is not obedience. So that, I don't know if that's a common saying, and that's true. If you're doing something and then you don't do something and then you do something, that partial obedience is really not obedience. Obedience is the whole doing it the whole time. That's when you're training. I was going to give a running analogy, but when you got to do it the whole time, or else it doesn't work. The outcome is not there. But don't be dismayed about what he asks us to do, because he won't call us to do something that we're not able to. So he's not going to say do these things if we're not able to. But we're not going to do it with our own strength. We can't push our way through something. We're going to fail every time. So he's calling us to do it, and he's going to be alongside of us. He'll give us the strength the strength needed to do it. And that is the, again, I feel like I'm up here just stating the obvious, but it's a real thing. You can't do it yourself. You need to ask God for strength, and you ask him to give you it, and then you could do it, and then that builds your faith, and then it's a little cycle. Then your faith keeps building up because he's helping you, and so A little quote is, God does not give us what we can handle. God helps us handle what's given. So it's just another way of looking at that. So in the process, again, this is another verse that Bruce brought up. In the process of learning more about God's word, this other verse came to mind last week. It's James 4:17, which states, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it's sin. So there you go. Okay, you're doing a self-assessment. You're saying, I need to know more, not just knowledge, but more about him. So then he reveals more to you, so you have more, you know, knowledge and about him. So now you have more accountability. So now you know it. So you have to, do it. So it's a continual thing there too. You guys get that? I mean, it's like once you know it, you got to do something with it. You can't just discard it. If you're reading something, you can't just say, oh yeah, that doesn't apply to me. Let me continue on. It does apply to you, actually. Everything in it applies to you. So it's a continual growth there. So you know, how do we get into practice of? Let's not get into practice of using the grace of God to excuse sin, our sin. So sometimes we may do that. So that's not a good thing. So we need to hold every thought captive to Christ, as it states in 2 Corinthians 10:5. You know, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Okay, there's another one. How do you do that? You know, that's a tough. We were talking about this in our table talk last week. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is something that's like doesn't come easy. It's because of our disposition. You know, it's just not natural, at least not for me. However, it's a discipline that needs to be practiced. And Pastor Mike, I think it was last year, he was speaking on the disciplines. You remember that? It was so he was saying, like, in the sense of there's these several disciplines: prayer, studying, and the disciplines that we as Christ followers should be doing. And it's not a bad thing to do it. It's not part of salvation. It's part of the sanctification. That's a big difference. So we're not doing these works to be saved or to keep our salvation. We're doing it for the sanctification. Because why? Scripture says to do it, and we have to do it. And then we're obeying, and then we're loving him. That's how we show we love him. So it's not easy. But my wife, you know, she seems to do this automatically now. She just, I don't know. I watched her over the years, but now it's like she could do this. And the way she started was before saying or doing anything, she would actually say to herself, is this of God or not? Is this in the dark or is it in the light? Is this wrong or is it right? It's coming out of her mouth, or doing an action. She would take the time to do that, and she did that for years. So now it's like automatic. And you know, I guess I must be a slow learner, because I don't seem to do that. And it's just hard, but I know it's something. It's not impossible. Before I say something, when I say it, is that of God or not? You know, is that in the light or in the dark? You know, those things I'm doing or saying, is it right or wrong according to the Scripture? And that's why we have to know what's in the Scripture to know what's right or wrong in the Scripture. It keeps building itself. So So then, you know, I asked you men here, and myself included, to be utterly, brutally honest with yourself and humbly go before God and ask him to reveal the areas that need to be dealt with in your life, and ask him for help in knowing him deeper through his word, and also ask him for strength to do what he asks, or else we will fail. So that's what I have today, and we have some questions. If you have any questions right now, before we go to tabletop, I'll take any. Silence. Okay. You could. I hope that was okay for you. It was different being. I'm much more comfortable back there than up here. So, I'm not.